This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. President Donald Trump announced plans Thursday to deny asylum to migrants who try to enter the U.S. between ports of entry, a legally questionable move that was part of his election season barrage of actions aimed at caravans heading toward the border. It was unclear whether the proposed restrictions would apply only to those traveling in the caravans or extend to all people trying to enter the country, and whether he has the legal authority. At the White House, he mentioned pulling back funding to countries that won't stop it.
And you look at what's happening in Guatemala, just to mention Guatemala, along with El Salvador and Honduras. It's disgraceful that those countries aren't able to stop this, because they should be able to stop it before it starts. And the United States pays them a fortune. And we're looking at not doing that anymore, because why should we be doing that when they do nothing for us?
President Trump is sending as many as 15,000 U.S. troops to the Mexican border to stop the caravan of Central Americans, which is still in Mexico. It's expected to take several weeks before they reach the U.S.-Mexico border. Funerals for the victims continue Thursday as the truck driver accused of a mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue pleaded not guilty. AP correspondent Mary Claire Dale reports.
The suspect in the Pittsburgh synagogue shootings, Robert Bowers, pleaded not guilty to the 44-count indictment, which includes charges of killing 11 people and injuring six others, including four police officers. Bowers pleaded not guilty as well to charges that he was obstructing people in the practice of their religion. He answered loudly yes to the judge when he was asked if he had read the indictment and understood the charges, seemed alert and following along. Bowers did not appear to flinch when prosecutors told him he could get the death penalty for the case.
The Anti-Defamation League said the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting was the worst attack against the Jewish community in U.S. history. Look for the latest on VOAnews.com. This is